My sense of smell kicks in before everything else, and for a moment, all I'm aware of is the scent of flowers. Rose, hibiscus, honeysuckle. As consciousness returns, pain comes with it, throbbing in time with my heartbeat. My fingers graze the bruises lining my ribcage, and I can taste dried blood on the inside of my lip. I flick my tongue against it, but I don't feel a cut, only catching the tang of yarrow flowers, which must have helped me heal. I don't know where I am, and the only thing I remember from last night is having the shit kicked out of me. Honestly, I'm a bit surprised to find myself alive. My left hand burns, the sensation searing through the center of my palm, even as the rest of my body runs cold. Self-preservation holds me back from the impulse to look at it immediately. My conscious mind has always been skilled at avoidance. As I roll my shoulders and flex my fingers, I realize I'm in a bed covered in flower petals. I look around the room, shifting with deliberate care. Stacks of books are piled on the floor, and a poster of the periodic table is tacked up above a desk covered in paper and tiny figurines. A sharp pain stabs through me when I try to sit up. Swive! I spit the curse and let my body drop back down to the bed, landing on my back. My wings twinge in protest, and I lift up to retract them before laying back down. Shh! My roommate is in the living room. I lift my head to find a redhead with curious blue eyes standing at the foot of the bed. I'm not really supposed to have boys in here, she says, fidgeting with a lock of hair. So we have to be quiet. Where am I? Fort Collins, in my room. Oh, I am very far from home. I look her over again, but there are no signs of charm. Are you common? I ask, and then add, quickly correcting, human. Are you human?
I am, yes.
She tilts her chin up,
but I'm educated.
She stresses the last word as though it's going to mean something to me.
I know you're a fairy.
I keep my features relaxed. Humans are dangerous for their own kind. There's no telling what one will do to me while I'm still healing.
What makes you think that? I don't think you are. I know.
She brushes away a handful of petals and sits at the foot of the bed.
People think fairies are tiny, but I know better.
Fairies are tiny, I say. It's not an outright lie. Nim fairies are tiny.
No, you can't trick me. You heal from flowers, and I can feel your magic.
She leans forward with a bright smile.
Besides, I could hear your wings beating when I found you on the sidewalk.
My wings were out. I wonder how long I was lying there, unconscious, with my wings trying to make me fly away.
The sidewalk,
I repeat. I haven't traveled to a human city for nearly 5 years, much less stepped foot on a sidewalk.
I checked them over while you were asleep. They didn't look damaged.
The bedsheets crumple in my fist. A human has never touched my wings before.
Where is my shirt?
It was, she says with a grimace,
I had to take it off to help you.
Was anyone with me? I ask, hoping to fend off any more talk of what she did while I was unconscious. My guard should have been traveling with me.
No one was around,
she says, her brows knitting down.
I hope he's all right.
She, I correct. I'm sure Macy is fine. She's highly trained and capable of taking care of herself. But why isn't she here with me? I hope she finds me soon. I need to get back home. How did I end up in the human world? Memories dance at the edge of my thoughts and then disappear as I reach for them. The last thing I can remember before the fight is having a cup of tea with my father. I should leave, hike up to the mountain range, and go home. Perhaps if I handle this human correctly, she will help me get there. My name is Rist. Thank you for your assistance.